WSHIT's focus on Crabapple's community continues when we go live to City Hall for public comments on this week's agenda. First up, again, Karen Bloomsfield from Wattlestwat Street addresses concerns she has around public use of funds. Mrs. Bloomsfield is, of course, the reason why we have the 30-second limit on public comments. Karen, your time starts now.
So, are we going? See, I have a name. Let's spell it. ARROYO-GUZMAN. You know those names? You should. See, there's a movie called ARROYO 2014. Get up and watch it. And guess what? I'm not the rancher. Not the rancher's wife. Not the rancher's kid. Not that I couldn't have been. That's not the path I chose, was it? My ex-husband's the killer. And newsflash, he's not dead. So see this here? Because I was showing somebody that the city doesn't really use real money. So here, when you send me something, this is what you send it to. You send it to ARROYO-GUZMAN Family Trust Accounts. I'm the executive director, Terry Pope Gonzalez. Here's a post office box. Here you go, young lady. Please don't be upset with me. Hey, now my brother...
Karen?
...was here, checking you guys out.
Mrs. Bloomsfield.
So my uncle's. Do you know you have scratchy toilet paper?
What?
And he really got treated bad. So you know what he said?
Huh?
Go buy them some toilet paper.
Get why would I buy some toilet paper?
Because guess what?
Karen.
I guess that's why everybody's a damn...
Karen.
I guess a damn, right?
Karen!
Okay, thank you very much, Karen.
We'll be back right after this commercial break.
When you guys are talking about me, you have no idea who knows me. Now see that young man back there? That is Investigator Schaefer, badge number 1193. Clap for him, because he protects you guys from people like me. You know the people you screw over? Yeah, because guess what? You guys... Oh, wait a minute.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Explain to your listeners exactly where to go, because I think they're leaving us great reviews and they're really meant for you.
I know.
If you're getting a bunch of shitty reviews, it's clear we're all mixed up.
Right.
Right? So first of all, lose The Commercial Break name. Change it all together.
Yeah,
because
we're dominating.
Got 16, 17 listeners every single episode. What are you going to do? Try and catch up.
Right.
Just try and get us. We're so far ahead at this point. Men's boners can be a problem. It's a real thing. It's, I mean, not for me. I'm like an ox. Strong like an ox. I can get half a boner in 2 seconds. Look at how half hard my cock is. and with Cialis,
okay.
It's kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis. He's famous for taking on a character like Lincoln and never breaking character
right,
for 6 months during shooting.
Get into it.
Yeah, it'd be like someone hand him a cell phone and be like, "You got a text message, sir? Text message? Have we freed the slaves yet?
Right.
You know?" And it's like, "Hey, Daniel, it's just a text message. Don't talk to me about shanky pancakes text messages. I'm trying to write the Emancipation Proclamation."
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah! Hey, welcome to episode number 3! I'm Brian, this is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year!
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there. Congratulations on listening to another episode of this, The Commercial Break.
Yes.
Just want to point that out. It's The Commercial Break.
Uh-huh.
So an interesting thing has been happening, and we'll get right into it. We've been getting many new reviews on Apple.
Yes.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've gotten like 6 new reviews, which is, you know, reviews kind of come in at a snail's pace. We have a lot of 5 stars, which we appreciate out there. Keep hitting that 5-star button. Believe
smash
it.
Smash it.
Smash that like, smash that subscribe bell. smash that subscribe bell. Look at my body. Smash the subscribe bell. There's lots of new Frankie material. He's got like 3 new videos out. But okay, I get it. I'll settle down on Frankie a little bit. Okay,
yeah.
We'll give it a couple months. So people have been leaving reviews, which kind of come in at a snail's pace. I think we had like 14 reviews before last week.
Okay.
And then we got 6 new reviews in about a week and a half period. And I was like, wow, this is great.
Yes.
Until I started reading the reviews. Now, I told you we got our first 1-star review. You know, congratulations.
Right.
We get it. You don't like Frankie. Okay, fine. We won't do it. But I started reading the reviews, and the first one was like, great podcast, super information.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow.
Great news source.
Look at that. They're getting, you know, they think we give great information. Like, how to fuck a removable vagina.
Or sister wives.
Find a sister wife. Or, you know, be sexy over 40 or 50 or 60. We give you that kind of information. That's the kind of information we peddle here at the commercial break. But then the next one said, great news source, unbiased information.
Right.
And I was like, great news source? What are you talking about? Like, clearly you're not getting your news for the commercial break. That's how we got in this mess in the first place. You don't get your information from the commercial break. We don't claim to know anything. We don't know anything. Don't take anything we...
We're internet sleuths.
Don't listen to anything we say. Don't take any vitamins we mention. I mean, unless it's a sponsor, right? But don't take anything... I swear on all that's holy, we don't know shit. We don't claim responsibility for anything. Then the third review is like, unbiased information from the CTBCS crew.
Right.
And I'm like, who's the CTBCS crew?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's another... thing?
It's another thing is all is right. It's another thing altogether. I got to the bottom of this and I think I understand what's going on. There are about five commercial break podcasts with in their name commercial break.
Okay. Yeah.
Some of them are one of them is not broadcasting anymore. I know that for a fact. But the other four I think are broadcasting to some measure. Now, whenever you look up the commercial break podcast, you'll find us, or commercial break podcast, you'll find us. Mm-hmm. And so I think what's happening is people are listening to this other particular commercial break podcast.
But they're writing a review for us.
They're writing a review for us.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do about that. I can't forward the review to the other commercial break guy. We don't know each other. And so while I won't give out the names of those other podcasts, just so I don't add to the confusion, if you're listening, other commercial break people, you better explain to your listeners exactly where to go, because I think they're leaving us great reviews and they're really meant for you.
I know.
If you're getting a bunch of shitty reviews, it's clear we're all mixed up.
Right.
Right? So first of all, lose the commercial break name. Change it all together.
Yeah, because we dominate. Lockdown.
We're dominating. Got 16, 17 listeners every single episode. What are you going to do? Try and catch up.
Right.
Just try and get us. We're so far ahead at this point. It took us a year and a half to get 17 listeners, two of which are my mom and Irving.
Hi, honey.
Jeff, Astrid. My son, who's probably accounts for four of those, because he knows how to use them.
He does.
That's right.
He really does. I think it starts now.
Yeah, it starts now. That's why I say when we go into the commercial break, I'm like, the episode of the commercial break, because that's what my son does. He goes, commercial break. So other commercial break guy, if you're getting reviews like... I canceled my Spotify subscription because of you. If you're getting those kind
You've
of reviews,
you ruined me for podcasting.
I took Google off my computer because of you. If you're getting those kind of reviews, it's clear what's going on here. We have a review mix up, right? And so there's nothing I can do. I can't contact. I could try to contact somebody at Apple, but they don't give a shit about either of our podcasts. So they're not going to do a thing. They're going to be like, what? You're complaining about great reviews? Just take them. Who cares? No one reads that shit anyway. Even we know it's stupid. So don't worry about it. Nothing I can do. So anyway, I think that's what's going on.
Okay.
What else is going on in the world of the commercial break podcast is there's a lot of people over the last couple of months who are communicating with us outside the podcast.
They're leaving
comments on Instagram. They're sending us emails on YouTube. They're all over the place. And we really appreciate it. And I think we've got a couple like diehard fans, people who say they listen to every episode and clearly they know what they're talking about. They'll leave a review and then I'll reply, you know, something smart ass, you know, oh, thanks for the, you know, I can't even believe one person listens. And then they'll reply, best to you. And I think that just warms the cuckles of my scrundle sack. Just want you.
Well, it's a very versatile saying, too.
It is. You know? Yeah, you can say best to you in almost any situation.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought about it the other day.
It's really the best.
I was just like out in the world, somebody, and I was like,
best to you. I actually say that to people, too. And I'm like, best to you. Some stupid thing I said on the show. And now it's a thing.
I think Jeff said something and I was like, best to you.
It was at Starbucks the other day. And I was like, she was like, here you go. And I was like, best to you. And she was like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever. Fuck you. Are you going to leave me a tip?
Right.
I don't think we tipped at Starbucks. We tip at the Starbucks? Do we tip at the Starbucks?
You do tip at the Starbucks.
Of course I do. I tip everywhere. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can listen to all the audio. You can watch all of the video from one place. You can also find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all of the show notes. All of the pertinent links are right there. One place, TCBpodcast.com. ARROYO.com. 470-584-8449 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail. Lots of people doing that. We appreciate it. If you have a content idea, if you would like to hear Chrissy and I talk about something, or you just have some kind of, you know, you have some retort to something we say on air, you want to talk, discuss important stuff you don't like, best to you, you have a different greeting or salutation you'd like to put out there in the world, let us know. 470-584-8449. What's most important in the month of June? Here's what's most important. At the commercial break, go there on Instagram, find the post about the $500 gift card giveaway, and leave a comment about your favorite episode. Tag a friend. You're entered in to win $500 in green or gold dot gift cards, whichever ones you choose. On July 7th, we'll make the announcement and possibly even have the winner right here on the show. Ooh. Super exciting stuff. And if you're not into Instagram, you don't like that, if you'd rather watch the show, if you'd like to look at us while we're doing the show, which I don't know, I mean, if you'd like to look at Chrissy, you can always put a piece of paper, like tape a piece of paper on one half of the screen and just watch Chrissy. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Subscribe and do the same thing. Leave a comment on your favorite episode about your favorite part of the show, and you'll be entered in to win. I realize you can't. I don't think you can tag a friend, actually, on YouTube.
No.
But that's okay. Leave a comment. We'll still enter you in. We're going to pick our favorite comment, and we're going to award you $500 in the gift card of your choice.
Yes.
Sephora, Domino's,
Applebee's, whatever.
Bass Pro Shop, whatever you're into. Don't worry.
Whatever those gift cards are at the Kroger that has like everything.
The online erectile dysfunction pharmacy. Yeah. If it's out there, we'll give it to you. Don't worry. What if someone is like, I need to buy my boner medication? Can I get one to Trojanhorse.com? Did you notice that like the erectile dysfunction, the whole universe has gone online. Like now you can just call up a fake doctor and get a prescription for Viagra.
Yes.
Mm.
So good.
You tell Jeff about that?
So good that they're just offering that freely to all men.
Yeah. I get $10 off for a referral. I'm going to send it to Jeff. And
as if it wasn't a problem enough before.
To what?
Yeah. Men's boners.
It's men's boners. Men's boners can be a problem. It's a real thing. It's, I mean, not for me. I'm like an ox. Strong like an ox. I can get half a boner in 2 seconds. Look at how half hard my cock is. Okay. And with Cialis, strong and straight. We're looking for a sponsor in case anybody's wondering. We're looking for one of those online boner medication people.
What is it called, too? I've seen the commercial.
There's a bunch of them, like RexMD, I think, is one of them. And
Dave or something. One of them's got like
Dave.
A man's name.
Hey, I'm Dave. And about 3 years ago, I noticed that I had a quarter boner syndrome. I could get a quarter boner, but I couldn't get 100% boner. See what I did? I found a fake doctor to give me a real prescription.
Exactly. That's how everybody does it.
Filled it in Canada, sent it off to India, then mailed it to myself through Guatemala. And now I've got generic fake boner medication. Tell you what, it hasn't helped my boner, but I got a raging headache. That's been going on for 2 years. But my teeth have never been so white. Didn't fix my boner, but I don't have any sinus problems anymore. Can't fuck anything, but I can hear a mile away.
Heightened other senses.
That's right. I was wondering why the pills turn green when they hit the air. I opened the bottle, they turn green. But I don't worry about it anymore. I've had a boner for 6 years. I actually have to wear a dress around now to hide my boner.
Or something else that you could wear.
Oh, yeah. Or Chrissy doing a segue. Good for you. Look at her. She's getting into it. Look at it. She's getting into it. She's like, one day I'm going to host this podcast.
No.
Brian dies from taking too much ED medication, I'm going to take over the commercial
break.
Just
in case Brian has a health issue.
In case Brian has to take a couple weeks off because of his propriety. I kept knocking into walls with my boner first. Oh, no. Look at my cocky. $1,000 Frank takes ED medication. $1,000.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a given.
I know. I bet when he gets a new bottle of ED medication, he just breaks it, you know, double like through French doors somewhere in his house. And he's like, look at my boner. Who's ready to fuck? It hurts really bad. It's been like this for 6 hours. I told you that story about a friend of mine to go to the hospital.
Yes.
We just like dropped him off. Like he was a gunshot victim. Right. Okay, talk to you later. Good luck with your boner.
Right. they'll know how to help you there at the hospital.
Good luck with your cock. He's on a gurney. It just looks like a tent. He's rolling through the emergency room, and it looks like a tent. Wow, that guy's got a problem.
They do say that on those commercials.
I know. Well, it's
call
real thing.
Call your doctor, yeah.
I had a friend who went through this because he was a fucking moron. He was 29 years old. He had a perfectly healthy cock, and he was doing cocaine like it was going out of style. He decided that was the night to take 3 600-milligram Viagra for fun. 9 hours later, he was at the hospital, and they were, like, injecting him with some shit. It was unbelievable.
God.
Okay, so let's get to the show. And now it's time for the commercial break. If you're in the market for the products and services that our sponsors offer, please do us a favor and use our specialized URL and discount codes. It really helps the show. It helps us create new content and keep it flowing for free. Hey, everybody, I honestly could not be more excited about our brand new sponsor, Magic Spoon. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that my habit as a little child of sitting in front of the TV and eating endless bowls of sugary cereal has followed me into adulthood. Only now I do it late at night when it couldn't be worse for me, and I still love those sugary, fatty cereals. Magic Spoon is made for me. They made it directly for me. You want to know why? Because it's 0 grams of sugar, it's 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs per serving. It's also only 140 calories per serving. How is it possible? I don't know. But they sent us a free box of this cereal, like a free variety pack of this cereal. And Astrid and I went to a party and we ended up spending a half an hour talking about this cereal. It is that good. It is honestly so delicious, better than some of the cereals I buy at the store. I don't know how they do it and make it so good for you, but they have done it. And for all of you on those specialized diets, it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. The variety pack comes with 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Obviously replicating some of your favorite sugary cereals when you were a kid. Here's what I did. I took some of the cocoa and I mixed it with peanut butter, and it's like a peanut butter cup. That's what it tastes like. It's so good. And the frosted tastes like cake. I'm not even kidding you. Cake, cereal, cake. It's unbelievable. And I don't feel guilty after eating it late at night as I do with all of my cereals. Here's what you can please do. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and give it a try. Be sure to use the promo code TCB at checkout to get $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in this product, they are backing it with a 100% happiness guarantee. That means if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund all of your money, no questions asked. You have to give it a try. There's no reason why you won't like the cereal. MagicSpoon.com/TCB, MagicSpoon.com/TCB, and use the discount code TCB to get $5 off. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for becoming our new sponsors. And please, keep on sending me free cereal. I'll eat it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Wow, we have an incredible way of just going off the rails, don't we?
We do.
I think that's what people like about the show, actually, is like they just
we
never
start
know
with
what to
one
expect.
Plan, but we veer.
Plans, schmans, who cares? So we're getting a lot of feedback from the audience. And one of our fans, William, who I just love the guy to death, super rock star, emailed me the other night and he said, hey, Brian, I was listening to your episode on the sex dolls. And great episode, find it incredably interesting. But if you want to take it a step further,
which
if
we
you
do,
want to even get
do
more
we?
Deranged, yeah, do we? He's like, if you want to go down the further down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I can't be any further down. I thought he said, watch this. He sent me a link, and when I watched it, what it was, men who are not in love with sex dolls, men who are in love with dressing like. Sex dolls.
Okay.
So it's taking it a step further. They don't love the sex dolls. They want to look like the sex dolls.
They want to be the sex doll.
They want to be the sex doll. Now, I'm going to, I'll put a link to a photograph on the show notes. Gustavo, if you'll do that for us. That's what we call editor notes right here live. Gustavo, do a bunch of stuff for us. So when I explain this, I want to make sure that I'm explaining it correctly. This is not someone who is transgendered or who a man who is dressing like a woman. This is not a drag show. This is someone who has a full latex bodysuit to look like a doll. The whole purpose is to look like the doll, not to look like a woman, to look like a woman doll. So it's a bit unnerving to see these people in real life because their mouths don't move. Their eyeballs are, you can't see their eyes. It's not like they have holes cut out for their eyes. It's actual like plastic eyes, like the sex dolls, but even a little bit more plastic fantastic than that.
Right.
And they put the full body suit on. All of their head is covered in their hair. They put a wig on with the doll hair. Then they put a full from ankle to neck body suit on that includes fake plastic breasts, like, you know, breast implants. And a catheter in their penis that they can pee like a woman through their fake sex doll vagina. Now, as has been described, it's not in the clips I'm gonna play to you, but that's, you know, they really want to get into it.
Yeah,
they don't want to break character at all. Yeah,
full on.
And listen, I think you hear this with a lot of people when they're into some of these like Picadillo type things, right? When they dress as a Furby, they want to be the Furby. They don't want to be Bob dressed as a Furby. They want to be the fucking Furby.
Right.
Right. They don't want to break character at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, who's that guy who the award winning actor who did all those movies with with Leonardo DiCaprio in the Gangs of New York.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about? Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
It's kind of like Daniel Day-Lewis. He's famous for taking on a character like Lincoln. And never breaking character for 6 months during shooting.
You get into it.
Yeah. It'd be like someone hand him a cell phone and be like, you got a text message. So, text message?
What are those?
Have we freed the slaves yet?
Right.
You know, and it's like, hey, Daniel, it's just a text message. Don't talk to me about shanky pancakes text messages. I'm trying to write the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right.
So these people are very much the same way. They don't want to break character for any reason. And so they go to extreme lengths to do that. Including putting a catheter in their penis.
That's amazing. Is that painful? I've never had one, but it seems like it would be painful.
Would putting anything in your urethra be painful? Of course it is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredibly painful. It's what people fear about going to the hospital and getting surgery is that they're going to stick the urethra in or pull it out.
Oof.
That's something that you don't, especially if you're not used to having one. Like, there's people who have them all the time, and I think you get used to it after a while because, you know, it's whatever, the mechanics of it, it stretches. But when you're just, like, sticking it in there for fun, that does not sound interesting. That is a sexual preference that maybe one day we'll cover here on the commercial break, sticking things inside of your penis. But anyway.
Maybe.
So these people really take it to this length. Now, my personal opinion, These are older white gentlemen. They tend to be in, there's tens of thousands of them. They tend to live in the United States, Canada, Germany, Denmark, you know, the Eastern European countries, Western European countries, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And I think that they just have like some desire to be a woman that's a little bit suppressed. And so for them, this is like kind of like a stepping stone into that. That's just my opinion. Or they could just be into dressing like sex dolls. Who knows?
Yeah, instead of going through the trouble of putting on the makeup and going to find the clothes and getting surgery even, just slip on the latex.
Slip on the latex, take it off at night, put it back on in the morning.
Yeah.
Let us be clear about something, by the way. We call attention to this stuff because we like to have fun with it.
Yeah.
But at least from my point of view, God bless you. Yeah. You want to dress like a sex doll? Dress like a fucking sex doll. Who cares?
Right.
Let your freak flag fly. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. As long as you aren't hurting me or my children, I don't give a shit. And quite frankly, I find it fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
It gives us great content for the show. You want to get into this a little bit?
Let's do it.
Let's start with Vice Magazine.
Okay.
Vice Magazine did a rather lengthy documentary. I say rather lengthy for our purposes, documentary. So I just cut up the very first part of it where she explains what's going on in the men dressing like sex doll. I don't think there's a name for it yet. Like there's not a shortened name for it, but it's just men that dress like sex dolls.
Okay.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, Brian.
Oh.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Wrong button.
Let's meet our...
It's Brian's mom.
Let's meet our first sex doll candidate.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Brian? Hi, Brian. It's your mom. Heard you dress like a sex doll. Thought I'd give you a call. Talk that over. I support you, honey, no matter what you want. I can hear my mom. I can hear my mom on the phone as I go, hey, mom, I like to dress like a sex doll.
Oh, that's nice, honey. Maybe I'll buy you some tits for Christmas.
You're right. Come on over.
Yeah, come on over. My mom's super accepting of everybody.
Yes, she is.
Except for old people at her old people home. She's like, I hate these old people at the old people home. I'm like, mom. What you're hearing is this woman, I guess now, the doll, is now walking. What you're hearing is all the plastic moving around.
Right.
Hello. I'd like to introduce me. I am Kim now, dressed as a French maid, and I am ready for taking my duties.
First of all, this sounds like the guy I was emailing with that one time.
On the scam email. Oh,
couldn't talk in the... I'd like to introduce me. You'd like to introduce you? I'd like to introduce you too. Nice to meet you. I'm ready for my duties. Ready for my duties?
Did he say he's dressed as a French knight or a French maid?
French maid.
Okay.
French maid. He's got the little bob skirt on. You know what a French maid looks like, a little bob skirt and a sexy little outfit.
Yes.
By the way, I've been to France. And I was expecting that too.
They're not wearing them there.
I got someone that looked more like this guy dressed as a sex doll than my interpretation of a French maid.
Right.
I'm just saying. I paid a lot of money for this hotel. Where are the French maids?
Female masking is an underground community.
Female masking.
Female masking.
That's predominantly older men from around the world who dress up as dolls. To do this, they wear a type of second skin silicone suit, face masks, and prosthetic breasts.
There are a lot of people who like to dress up as a doll. From every counter of the world, there are dolls. There are several thousands of dollars doing this. This is not only in Europe, it is the whole world.
It all started in the 80s with a man from England who was making masks for the Batman movies. He experimented a bit and developed his first female mask. With the internet, female masking quickly turned into a global trend. Today, most female maskers are from the US, UK, and Germany.
Das Schöne ist, wenn man eine Maske aufhat und ganz männlich aussieht und man guckt in den Spiegel.
Spiegel.
Spiegel. Why does every like, why does every weird sex thing sound so much better when you say it in Danish? I guess is what this is. Or German. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
or
just it, in a you know.
Und spenden sie sweat auf vagina. And you're like, wow,
yes,
yeah, cool.
Let's do sweet. That.
That sounds. I'm into that. Whatever yeah. that is. It means I put screwdriver into your vagina. Oh, we're doing that as a thing? That's okay, all right, yeah.
Talk to me again in that foreign language.
I literally put screws in your penis head. Oh, cool. Und stupt in die Spiegel. Spiegel.
Like Lord of the Rings.
Like the Lord of the Rings, I think what she said was, these men dress like sex dolls because they look like Spiegel. Which, by the way, you can't see the video, but some of these guys are not, they're older, but they're not bad-looking guys.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm just saying that because I'm getting older and I'm hoping no one's going, God, Brian. 44, more like 74.
Zum ersten Mal. Das ist aufregend.
I wanted to meet these men who regularly transform themselves into dolls. So I took a trip to Arnhem, Holland to meet Kim Netto, the world's most famous living doll and the founder of the female masking scene in Europe.
Wow, what a thing to be known for.
Yeah, that's really a legacy you're passing down.
Here lies un schwingen stiletto. He started dressing like un sexdoll.
He's the granddaddy of the sex dolls.
He would put schumschmandig in his penis.
Sex dolls.
That's right. The living sex dolls. Not so much anymore, are you, Kettersletto? Und Spiegel. Und Spiegel 6 feet under. Here lies Spiegel. Here lies Spiegel. What he did was very illegal. He put penis in his top like little of an eagle. I make rhyme on his obituary.
That was good. Did you just do that?
I did that. That's right. Come on, little Schmoon and Legend, little juniors, let's go see your grandfather. I don't want to. He'd make it weird. The good news is, when these guys die, you can just prop them up and leave them in the living room.
Yeah.
Dressed like a sex doll.
That's not creepy.
Good morning, grandfather. I want to remember my grandfather exactly the way I saw him. So I made him into sex doll, and now we stoop every once in a while. I catch him looking at me. He says, come here, Spiegel. give me your Stupenching. By the way, this is an incredibly offensive German accent. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Is it out of fashion to be incredibly offensive?
No, I think we just naturally are here on the show.
I'm sorry. Being offensive comes naturally to me. It's a talent I have.
So should I?
If you're upset, so are many other people.
Yes.
A band together. Make a Facebook post about it.
Should I call you Kim or Hank?
When I am in this outfit, I am Hank. But okay. When I am dressed, it's Kim.
Can you tell me how you started with female masking?
Very simple. I was interested in masks. Mm. And one reason was that I didn't like my face.
That is very simple.
That's breaking it down
very
there.
Simple.
You got to admire those Danes. They just kind of break.
Yeah.
They cut to the chase.
There's something I like mask. I didn't like my face.
I went to punch myself in the face every time I
look
in the mirror.
Female doll, sex doll, yeah. Living sex dolls was born.
I want to look sexy. What else? What else do you think? What kinds of questions are you asking me? I want to look sexy. I want to have tits.
Yeah.
I like playing with my own tits. Like, what can I say? Please, call me Daniel, not Kim. I'm not in the outfit yet.
And I like to be another person. And I like to be a woman.
I wanted to be John Mayer, but I don't know how to play guitar. I was trying to get an unlaid in un bar, pretending to be John Mayer, but they kept on saying, you look like Spiegel. Oh, I like you.
Hola, Kim.
They're speaking Spanish over in Germany. Hola, Kim. Buenos dias. Buenos dias to you.
Best to you.
Best to you, Kim, and best to you, Daniel. Okay, wait. Let's go to another one. It's a rather lengthy one, but just know this: okay. this person also they dress up and they walk around town like this. Like, he said, like, at first I was afraid. I didn't want to go out, but then I just felt so natural. It felt so natural to me to be dressed like this and look like this, and I really enjoyed this that I wanted to get out
share
there
it with
in
the
world.
World.
And he did, and now his community is very accepting of him.
Okay, great.
Again. I think, like, you know, of course it's Western Europe. Like, Western Europe, they're just accepting of everything
exactly.
over there.
Exactly. It's so nice.
Yeah. Here you get shot for, you know.
Right.
For anything. For cutting someone off in traffic and you die. You want to hear about a guy here in America?
Yes.
Okay. He calls himself the latex dad.
Okay.
So let's listen to him. It's from Minnesota.
My name is John Phillips. I live in Minnesota. I am a factory worker, and I dress as a rubber doll. Latex can be used to mold your body. I filter what I think is attractive. You can separate dressing sexy from sexual behavior.
Dad, where's your boobs?
Dad, where's your boobs?
God. Don't forget those.
They're in the closet, honey. You mind grabbing them? Grab me a pair of the double Ds.
Right. Today's a special day.
And like, I can't even imagine how weird this conversation is going on in the house. To me, it's foreign. Like, I understand it's normal to them. And listen to what he says.
The kids loved it. They were completely accepting, and they didn't have any social filters that made them think, oh, that's all about sex, or that you're some kind of pervert.
I'm not 100% sure the kids love it. Like, I don't think they love it.
Well, they might think it's just dress up.
Yeah.
They don't know it has anything to do with sex dolls.
Well, what you can't see is that there's a couple of younger children, right?
Yes.
They look like they're probably under the age of 10 or at least under the age of 12. And then there's an older teenage girl, the one who says, hey, Dad, where's your boobs? Oh, I totally forgot them.
Thank you,
honey. Like leaving
honey.
Your keys on the table.
Thanks, honey.
I forgot my tits. Can you go back and get them for me? I'm going to pull up to the driveway. Can you run in and grab my tits real quick?
Right.
Dad, you forgot your boobs.
You can only aspire one day for me to
That's
say
right.
that to you.
That's right. I come in one day. We're leaving one day and Matisse is like, you forgot your plastic pussy, Dad. I did? Silly old me. I'm getting old. I feel like Schriegel.
I basically told him, no matter how I'm dressed, I'm still your dad. That put to rest a lot of fears. My lifestyle, it's not destructive.
No matter which plastic appendage I pee out of, I'm still your father.
I actually lost a job because of it. But I have an MBA, aerospace degree. Wearing latex does not control my life. I have a latex lifestyle. Doesn't mean that's all that I am. I'm a rock star with a sense of humor. And I don't like living in fear.
By the way, he says, I know the music is all. Chrissy and I are just jamming out to this. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You can check it out. All this music is just so weird and ethereal. Every bit of this, every one of these documentaries. I feel like I'm in a John Hughes movie.
I know.
I feel like someone's going to run out and profess their love for me any moment. I love the sex doll. I don't know what to do. Don't go to the prom with me. Can I buy your panties? He says, in one part of this, he says, you know, I'm just a regular guy. Sex doll, you know, masking doesn't define who I am. It's just part of who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a guy.
And it's not destructive, yet he lost a job.
He lost a job, which I kind of think is the definition of destructive. But I don't know.
I'm going to need to know how that went down, too, because, you know, was he caught in the bathroom with the,
I think there are places where it's appropriate to dress up like a sex doll, like your house, the
in
club.
The sex doll factory.
The bus. Yeah, the sex doll factory. That's right. The sex doll factory. But there are places where maybe just like, you know, I wouldn't dress up as, I don't know, Superman and
right.
go to work.
I think that you should go along with that same rational thinking.
I think, you got to play that out a little bit.
Yes.
Like if I show up as a sex doll today
yeah.
with my fake tits and plastic vagina,
right.
is anybody going to be offended by that? Right. Mm. Or is that the appropriate place?
Or is it going to be distracting?
He's also an aerospace engineer too.
Yeah.
So imagine making that pitch to NASA.
Right. Like, I don't know if there's...
We'd like to introduce our brand new zero emission, self-sustaining rocket ship to the moon. Doesn't need any fuel or any energy. It's groundbreaking. Are you dressed as a sex doll?
Right.
Are you peeing out that catheter right now?
Very distracting.
Pay attention to my presentation. What? A guy can't dress as a sex doll?
Right.
What's wrong with you? It's 2021. I mean, listen, there are some things I think we got to put. Not we got to put, but some things that just are. It just is the way it is.
Right.
It's like you don't show up in a thong to, you know, the sales meeting. You just don't do that unless you're selling beer at the strip club, I guess. But you don't do that. Why? Because it's not the accepted thing to do. We as a collective decided that, hey, you know, dress in a suit or at the very least in khakis, come business casual. Not as a sex doll in a French maid outfit.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's wrong. Und stuben Sie.
Wouldn't you rather look at this rather than my face?
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather look at my presentation on perpetual motion rather than my double D cutlets? Okay, one more.
Okay.
This is a talk show, I think, that runs somewhere in the UK. But they did a whole expose on a guy here in the United States.
Oh, okay.
A secret community of men who, with the help of female masks and silicone sex suits, transform themselves into the fantasy doll of their dreams.
That sounds like you're winning something. You too can be turned into the fantasy doll of your dreams.
That's like the lifestyle. Yeah, literally like the,
what was his name?
Richard Leach.
Richard Leach, no, that's right. Robin Leach.
Robin Leach.
Yeah. I'm Robin Leach, and you too can have a pair of double D's in latex.
Live out your fantasy. Yeah.
Have the tits of your dreams and a plastic vagina to boot when you join the club of masking. We enter the sexy, swanky world of masking. John lives in his mother's basement. He's 77 years old. And today, unemployed, he's going to dress as a woman. Check it out. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams as he sticks a catheter directly in his hoo-hoo. Ouch, that must hurt. Watch him enter the world. Uh-oh, there he goes, getting beat up again on the street corner. Because a public bus is not a place to bring the sex doll mask. It's all high times and glamour and grits for John as he takes a number two in his latex suit. Because how do you get it off when you gotta go? You gotta go. Oh. I'm making this show. We're going to make this show.
My name is Rob, and I go by P-Virus.
He goes by P-Virus? That's the worst name ever. P-Virus?
With virus in it.
Oh, actually, it's T-Virus.
A T-Virus?
Like T-cell virus? Like HIV? I don't know. I'm just making an assumption. I don't know that that's necessarily what it is, but T-Virus is an awful fucking name.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, change that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good, T-Virus.
Hey, I'm your blind date. I'm T-Virus. Oh. Well, my husband just died in a car accident with our four children. I got to go. I didn't think you were married. No. I've been married for a long time. This is all a big mistake. I got to go. But wait, T-Virus loves you. Can I buy you a drink? Sure. What's your name, Mandy? What's yours?
T-Virus.
I'm good. I'm an alcoholic. I should get to a meeting immediately. Check, please.
Express myself as a living doll.
T-Virus invited us into his home in Nashville, Tennessee, to reveal what's behind the mask of this very secret underworld.
I'm 55 years old. I was married for 20 years. I'm not married any longer. In my private life, I'm a living doll. It's clearly not real, and it's not intended to be real. The mannequin-like, emotionless expression.
Wow. First of all, I got to think about this. It's got to be extremely difficult as a divorcee, right? And I got divorced very young. So for me, there was lots of runway ahead of me. Mm-hmm. Like I never had any doubt that I would get a second bite at the apple, so to speak, yeah. Or that at least, the very least, I'd have a very fulfilling love life if I that's what I chose to do.
Right.
Now, I understand that doesn't come naturally to some people, and I understand there's a lot of men in particular who find it very difficult to get back up on that horse and ride sure. after a breakup or a divorce. But it's got to be hard to be 55 years old, mm-hmm. married for 20 years, and then all of a sudden your life changes. But maybe part of the reason why this didn't work out is because you're harboring these secret fantasies.
Your name is T-Virus.
And your name is T-Virus.
First. You've started calling yourself T-Virus.
Can you take my name, please? No, I don't want to be called Sheila Virus. She-Virus? No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you've started calling yourself T-Virus and dressing in latex.
Hi, I'm T-Virus
sex
Jr.
doll clothes.
My dad was the famous T-Virus of Nashville, Tennessee.
First there was the God. S-Virus, then the T.
Yeah. Okay, so you get the point. I can go through lots of this. I actually find the audio to be a little weird in my headphones, so I don't want to play it if it's disturbing everybody. but you get the point. These guys are dressing like actual dolls. Not as women. Yes. They're not transgendered. They're not drag.
And it's specifically sex dolls.
It's specifically sex dolls.
Yes.
Go Google this. Go Google masking and see how disturbing these masks actually are.
Oh, yeah. Super, I can only imagine.
Unnerving.
So creepy.
Yeah. Because they're like, you know, super plastic.
Because they're like
really
kind of see-through-y too? Or
no.
Kind of see?
They're not see-through-y at all. They're okay. Completely.
They're opaque.
Imagine a sex doll. With more like plastic features, like even okay. more plasticky than a sex doll already looks, super crazy makeup to, you know, like give them like, you know, cheekbones and chin lines wow. and all this other stuff. Super big lips with bright red lipstick and, you know, dark eyeshadow and then doll hair. So it doesn't even look like real hair. Wow. It literally looks like. I don't know. Like,
is the head separate from the body, or is it
yes.
like a full zip
no,
up in the back?
It's all separate
the way
from the body.
The
they pull the face on, mm-hmm. and then there's either like shoelaces in the back, or they yeah. tie it up. And one guy in one of the doc, there are many, many documentaries on this. By the way, this
wow.
is not such a secret world at all.
Secret fantasy underworld.
Secret fantasy. You two can have the world of your dreams in your mom's basement. Spending thousands of dollars dressing up like a sex doll. So one guy, when he was like tying it up is like that's the serious way to do it.
Okay.
You're really involved in it if you're tying it up.
Okay.
There's a zipper, like with a little string,
yeah,
and you
that's
pull
what
it
I'm
down.
Saying. Is there a zipper?
When he's tying it up, he's like, with every knot that I lace, I become more and more this woman, right? So with I love the act of knotting it up because with every one, I transform into this woman. It's like a meditation and I'm going through a metamorphosis. Oh. Which, okay, cool. You know, I do the same thing before I walk here in the studio. I take a couple deep breaths and go, this fucking show. I can't believe I got obligations now.
Chrissy's going to be here soon.
Chrissy's going to be here soon. Better wake up, get a cup of coffee, try and be funny. You two can be a mildly famous podcaster. Famous podcast equals someone besides your mom knowing your podcast, just to let you know.
Which just happened recently. Someone recognized me.
That's right.
You.
Someone recognized me. So these men are obviously harboring this desire to look in some way like the female form,
right?
And maybe because the plastic dolls, they don't age. Like if you're in drag,
yeah,
you're going to age regardless.
And you've got to know how to put on makeup and, you know, get the right clothes for your body. Your body.
Yeah.
But, you know, with this, it's kind of just like a suit.
It is. It's a very hot, sticky suit that you put yeah. yourself into that's yeah. not easy to get into or out of.
No.
One of these guys, it took them an hour and 15 minutes to get dressed like that. Hour wow. and 15 minutes just to put on the latex. And when you, I would play it, but it's the sound isn't, you know, it doesn't make great sound sense to play it. But when they're putting these on, it's like imagine latex on a sweaty skin.
Yeah.
Right? It's really hard to move anywhere, right. And it's skin tight.
Yeah.
So they're constantly putting baby powder in there to try and get it up another inch, get it up another inch, get it up another inch.
Wow.
It's a whole fucking ordeal just for like, you know, to walk around town for 15 minutes. I don't get it. It's not for me, obviously. It's not my thing. I wouldn't do it.
Right. But more power to you.
But I see no harm in it. Mm-mm. Honestly, I don't. Whatever.
Yeah.
And the guy that we were
you
just.
You might scare little kids, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty scary. And then they put on the, you know, the heels with the, you know, foot and a half heels. And they're walking around town 7'7", looking like a plastic fantastic doll. And this last guy that we just heard from, he actually was born with a cleft lip, a pretty bad cleft lip, right? And so while it was fixed as he was a child, he says part of the reason why he got attracted to masking in particular, putting on a mask, he was doing that since he was a child to run away from people making fun of him because of his cleft lip. Now, that totally makes psychological sense.
Yeah.
Not that you need to have total psychological sense to do any of this. Actually, I'd love to have a masker on the someone that is into masking on the commercial break.
Absolutely.
So if you know of somebody that's into masking or you yourself are into masking or some version thereof, let us know.
We can do like a little voice disguising. We don't have to use your name.
Yeah. By the way, let me share this with you. If you're into one of these things, one of these topics that we're talking about,
yeah,
or you're
sister
into something,
wives,
even, yeah,
anything,
and you'd like to come on the commercial break, you do not have to give your real name. But let me explain why I'm explaining this. And I'm talking to a couple people in particular. They contact us and they share that they're into some of the stuff. I won't even go so far. I'll respect their privacy completely. I won't even go so far as to say why they contacted us. I'll just say this. And I've shared this with them via private message. It is 100% within our control to hide your identity. So if you're into some of this or you have experiences with some of these weirder things that we talk about and you want to come on and share, we can hide your identity. Don't worry about it. Won't ever get out there. We'll respect it. So I just want you to know that. So if that's holding you back from contacting us and letting us know about your experiences with some of the stranger things in life, don't worry.
You too.
You too can be a mildly famous podcaster on the commercial break. On the commercial break.
I'm going to bring champagne.
Do you want seven new friends? Come on the commercial break. With tens and tens of listeners, you too can be mildly famous.
We're a great news source.
That's right. It's the Z list. You've heard of the A list, the B list, the C list, and the D list? Welcome to the Z list. That's right. Only the finest white claw for you. They'll literally roll out the shit stained khaki carpet everywhere you go. Do you want the finest table next to the restroom? Join the commercial break podcast. They'll put you in the shitter to have dinner. You've heard of the chef's table? This is the shit's table.
That's what we can offer you here.
That's right. Limousines? I don't think so. How about a 1998 Honda Accord with no engine? You'll be gliding into the commercial break studios with ease. You've heard of flying first class? Forget about it. It's the Amtrak train for you. Ritz-Carlton, more like the shit's Carlton. As we put you up at the Motel 7. It's one worse than the Motel 6. You'll dine on the finest Waffle House. You'll get a gift bag full of Brian's son's extra Legos. Try making something out of that. Who needs a Mickey Mouse coloring book with 40 of the 50 pages ripped out of it? You do. So come on down to the commercial break. We'll treat you like a king. Where all of your fantasies come true.
Oh, yes.
What else can I say? I don't know what else, what kind of damage we can do.
Oh, no.
Well, all of a sudden I get funny at the end of the show. All of a sudden I decide to be funny at the end of the show. Maybe I'll just put this at the beginning and right. Then we'll forget the rest. TCBpodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes, find out more about Chrissy and I. And listen to the audio. Listen to the audio. Watch. I have more, but I'll save it for another episode.
Okay.
Listen to the audio. Watch the video. You can contact us there. info@tcbpodcast.com. Come on the show. Tell us about. Let your freak flag fly. If you have any content ideas or you'd like to hear Chrissy and I talk about something, send them to us. info@tcbpodcast.com. Contact us through Instagram @thecommercialbreak. And if you'd like your chance to win $500 on July 7th, doors close on July 4th, I think is what it is. What you have to do is you have to go to Instagram. You have to follow us. You have to look for the $500 giveaway post. Make a comment about your favorite episode. Tag a friend that might like the commercial break. And there you go. You're entered. You can do the same thing on YouTube. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Find an episode. Find your favorite episode. Make a comment on that favorite episode. You'll be entered. Chrissy and I will pick our favorite comment of all of them in the month of June. Pick our favorite comment. You'll get $500 in the gift card of your choice.
Yes.
470-584-8449. You can leave us a text or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply if you're international. And that's all I got for today. I don't know how much more damage we can do. This has been a fantastic episode of The Commercial Break. One that will live in the ires of history and go down. I'm going to put it on my gravestone. Lies Brian Green.
He did us.
Entertaining nobody. We want to thank William, our good buddy, our great friend out there listening. You're fan numero uno, in my opinion. I mean, there's lots of fans numero uno, but you're fan numero uno for giving us this idea today. We really appreciate it. Okay, I love you.
I love you too, Brian.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there. Woo. Until next time, we bid you adieu. Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.